Is there anything I've made confusing for you today? Or do you have questions that, you know, haven't been answered? I am no expert on Catholicism, but I've studied it a fair bit. Any questions you have? Something I've said today that you're like, wait, that didn't make sense. Because it probably didn't. Yeah. Sure, what's the issue with infant baptism?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we've got an hour left, don't we? Here's the short of it. All of the examples in Scripture of baptism are believers' baptism by immersion. That's all we see in the Scriptures. So that's why the Protestant church practices that. But even Luther, when he had issues with the church, the Lutherans sprinkle and pour. Some of that was convenience, I think, in some ways, but... Baptists specifically, I mean, we're Baptists. Goodness, it's in our name to dunk you underwater. Like, we're that committed to it. Because it is the example that we see. But we also would say as Protestants that baptism doesn't save you. It's a way of identifying with the death and resurrection of Christ. And baptism is that death underwater, resurrected new life, kind of visualized in that. Paul tells us that in the book of Romans. But... the Catholics and many other groups would identify circumcision back in the Old Testament, where after 7 days after birth, the baby is circumcised, and it is the sign of the covenant. In other words, the circumcision shows that you're a Jewish person, that you're a part of the community. They would say in the New Testament, baptism is the old style of circumcision, so that's why they baptize babies, and say that brings them into the body of faith, just like circumcision did. So in some ways, you'd say, well, there is some biblical evidence for that, other than nowhere does it say that baptism is that. But they just kind of had made that connection. Now, it's way more complicated than what I just said, but that's kind of the basis of it. But everyone in the New Testament with Jesus, it is this believer's baptism. It's a choice of the individual to be baptized, to join the fellowship of faith, and so that's what we practice. But that's why other groups do a... baptism of an infant, yeah. Any others? Quick question? Something more challenging than that? That was such an easy one. Yeah, go ahead. Totally, yeah. Why do they put such an importance on Mary? So they have three levels of worship. Granted, two of them they call veneration, but I'll say they have three levels of worship. One is to saints, so their prayers to the saints. The middle one is to Mary, and the top one is God himself. The reason why Mary is set apart from the saints is they say she is first. In other words, she gave birth to Christianity. That's what they teach. Immaculate conception. That she said yes to the birth of Jesus, like, you know, as the angel came. So they say she deserves special honor and significance in her role, different than anyone else who's ever lived, because she's the mother of Jesus. In fact, even when they pray to, they say they ask her to pray for, but their prayers for Mary are because Mary knows Jesus better than anybody does, because it's his mom. And I get that on a human level, but Jesus is the Son of God, very different. But that's why the emphasis is Mary. In fact, if you don't know anything about this and you just look at Catholicism, it almost seems like a religion of this person, Mary. But it's just because of the special role that they say that she holds as the mother of Jesus is why it's such a focus. They would even say that you don't have to pray through Mary to get to Jesus, but it would be disrespectful to not pray through her because it's his mom. So, yeah. Yes. Do they celebrate communion differently? Yes, they do. Communion for them is one of the seven sacraments of the church, and these seven sacraments are necessary for them, for their salvation, because it's the works. It's the works that they do. And they call it the Eucharist, or Holy Mass, and it's the priest gives it to you, and they say that it is no longer bread and wine, but it's the physical body and blood of Jesus, and that when you take it, the sacrifice that he made, you're taking in that sacrifice. And so Protestants would argue and say, well, then you're sacrificing Jesus all over again every time you take communion. And theologically, that would be correct. Catholics wouldn't emphasize it so much that way. But for them, it's about forgiveness. It's about salvation. So it's a really big deal. Every time they have church, mass, they have Holy Communion. Yep. Great question. Yeah. If the Pope does what? If the Pope says you're out, you're out. Yeah, no purgatory. Just the really bad place. Yeah.